Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Nishit Kumar. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, discusses strategic partnership including trade, defense and nuclear energy. India and Kyrgyzstan's joint military exercise Khanjar begins in Assam. Yamnam Khemchand Singh elected as BJP's Legislative Party Leader of Manipur Assembly. In WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets to set up title clash with Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Vadodara and India to take on Afghanistan in the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup semi-final in Zimbabwe this afternoon. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington last night ahead of the critical minerals ministerial schedule for today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said a wide-ranging conversation covered our bilateral cooperation agenda, regional and global issues. He also said facets of India-U.S. strategic partnership discussed included trade, energy, nuclear, defense, critical minerals and technology. Secretary Rubio and Minister Jaishankar welcomed the trade deal reached between President Trump and Prime Minister Modi. The two leaders emphasized the importance of the democracies working together to unlock new economic opportunities and advance our shared energy security goals. Secretary Rubio and Minister Jaishankar concluded their meeting by expressing their commitment to expanding bilateral and multilateral cooperation through the Quad. They acknowledged that a prosperous Indo-Pacific region remains vital to advancing our shared interests. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India-U.S. trade agreement is a decisive leap forward for the economic ties of both countries. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Singh said that the historic trade deal is going to set the stage for strong growth, jobs and strategic collaboration. He also thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for opening new opportunities for growth, employment and economic prosperity. India and Estonia discuss furthering relations in sectors such as trade and investments, cyber and digital cooperation and cultural linkages. Secretary West, External Affairs Ministry, C.B. George, and Undersecretary for Political Affairs in Estonia's Foreign Affairs Ministry, Martin Roger, co-chaired the 13 Foreign Office consultations in Tallinn, Estonia, yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said both the countries share a warm and cordial bilateral relationship and have regular exchanges at both political and official levels. The 13th edition of the joint military exercise Khanjar between India and Kyrgyzstan begins today at Missamari in Sonitpur district of Assam. The 14-day long military exercise aims to enhance interoperability between the special forces of both nations with a focus on joint operations in urban warfare and counter-terrorism scenarios under the United Nations mandate. The Khanjar exercise will further strengthen bilateral defense cooperation and deepen the enduring military partnership between India and Kyrgyzstan. According to military sources, India's elite parachute regiment and Kyrgyzstan's Scorpion Brigade will practice advanced skills such as sniping, room intervention, building clearance, mountain craft and specialized counter-terrorism drills. Officials said exercise Khanjar also reflects the growing India-Kyrgyzstan defense partnership, contributing to regional security cooperation and closer military ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited citizens to watch the special Pariksha Pe Charcha episode on Friday. In a social media post, he said it is refreshing to interact with India's youth. The Prime Minister emphasized on the importance of stress-free exams and shared practical insights on overcoming challenges, maintaining balance and nurturing confidence. Mr. Modi informed that this year the interactive sessions were held with exam warriors in Dev Mogra, Coimbatore, Raipur, Guwahati and at 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu is visiting the Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri today as part of her 6-day tour of her home state Odisha. She arrived in the pilgrim city last evening and stayed overnight to begin her religious engagements early this morning. We have more from our correspondent.
On the third day of her Odisha visit, President Draupadi Murmu performed Pindadana, the ancestral ritual at the sacred Swetaganga Puskarini this morning. She later reached the Sri Jagannath temple for darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Valabhadra, Devi Subhadra, Lord Sudarshan and other deities. The President was accorded a ceremonial reception at the Singhadwara, the lion gate of the temple, by Gajapati Maharaja of Puri and senior temple officials. In view of the President's visit, general public darshan at the Sri Jagannath temple has been temporarily suspended from 6 to 10 this morning. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place and entry into the temple complex has been restricted to authorized servitors with valid passes. Following her visit to Puri, the President will travel to Rairangpur in her home district Mayurbhanj to participate in various developmental and cultural programs. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
BJP leader Yamnam Khemchand Singh has been unanimously elected as the BJP Legislative Party leader of Manipur. He was elected in the Legislative Party meeting held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, party's general secretary and central observer appointed for the election of the Legislative Party leader in Manipur, Tarun Chugh, informed about his election. He also noted that under the guidance and leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Singh's vast experience, unwavering commitment and strong leadership will further strengthen the party and help fulfill the aspirations of the people of the state. Union Home Affairs Ministry will convene the fresh round of talks on demands of Ladakh in New Delhi today. It is being convened to discuss the draft proposals regarding the demands of Ladakh framed on the invitation of the Home Affairs Ministry submitted by the leaders of Ladakh last year in November. Member of Parliament from Ladakh, Hanifa Jan, Kargil Chief Executive Councillor of Hill Council, Dr. Muhammad Zafar Akhun, and former Lok Sabha MP Thupstan Shivong led 14 representatives, 7 each from apex body Leh and KDA Kargil will participate in the talk. The Reserve Bank of India will hold its Monetary Policy Committee MPC meeting from today to Friday. The decision of RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra-led 6-member MPC will be announced on Friday. The RBI has already reduced the repo rate by 125 basis points since February 2025, bringing it down to 5.25%. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has announced that free LPG cylinders will be provided to households with valid ration cards on the festivals of Holi and Diwali. Addressing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mrs. Gupta said that the government has allocated 242 crore rupees for the scheme. She noted that the cost of an LPG cylinder of 853 rupees will be directly transferred to eligible beneficiaries through a direct benefit transfer system. The benefit will also cover those eligible ration card holders who are using piped natural gas connections. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of the stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. Marking a historic first, the sacred Devanimori relics of Lord Buddha are traveling abroad for their maiden international week-long exposition in Sri Lanka this morning. A high-level Indian delegation led by Gujarat Governor Acharya Devarat and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi is accompanying the relics along with senior Buddhist monks and officials. We have more from our correspondent.
On Sri Lanka's National Day, India marks a historic spiritual milestone by sending the sacred Devanimori relics of Lord Buddha abroad for their first ever international exposition. The relics will be enshrined at Colombo's revered Gangaramaya Temple starting today till February 10th, where thousands of devotees are expected to gather and venerate. The exposition was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit to Sri Lanka in April 2025 as part of India's commitment to share its Buddhist heritage with the world, reaffirming India's role as a responsible custodian of global Buddhist heritage. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanayake, Prime Minister Dr. Harani Amarasuriya and several ministers and officials have thanked PM Modi for making this sacred event possible. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
U.S. President Donald Trump has signed the Consolidated Appropriations Act to immediately reopen the federal government and fund the vast majority of operations through the rest of the fiscal year. The bill slashes around $10 billion U.S. dollar foreign aid spending and continues the closure of the U.S. aid program. Mr. Trump said that a new America First Opportunity Fund will be created and deportation flights will also be funded under this new bill.
The bill officially ends all taxpayer subsidies for radical far-left woke programming on NPR and PBS, or just a waste of money. It slashes nearly $10 billion in wasteful foreign aid spending, giving money to countries that don't need it. They have plenty of money. And we ended that. That was so important, $10 billion. It continues the closure of USAID and creates a brand new America First Opportunity Fund.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced that his government plans to ban accessing social media platforms for children under the age of 16, citing concerns about online safety and harmful digital content. Speaking at the World Government Summit in Dubai, Sanchez said social media companies would be required to introduce robust age verification mechanisms to enforce the restriction. The proposed measures is expected to be approved by Spain's Council of Ministers next week and would amend a draft bill currently under discussion in Parliament. Russia launched an overnight strike on Ukraine, breaking a promise to stop such attacks which Kremlin had agreed to a personal request from U.S. President Donald Trump to hold strikes on Kyiv for a week until February 1 because of the frigid temperatures. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky noted this happened just as the two countries were preparing for more talks on ending Moscow's four-year-old invasion. The talks are scheduled for today and tomorrow in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. The bombardment includes hundreds of drones and a record 32 ballistic missiles, injuring at least 10 people. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Giants in the eliminator by 7 wickets at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. Delhi Capitals successfully chased a target of 169 runs in the 16th over with 7 wickets in hand. Opening batter Lizelle Lee scored highest 43 runs, while skipper Jemima Rodrigues also contributed 42 runs in the chase. Rodrigues was also adjudged player of the match. Meanwhile, Delhi Capitals will now take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match tomorrow. RCB women led by Smriti Mandana have already booked their spot in the title clash as table toppers in the league stage. And in the ICC Men's Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on Afghanistan in the second semi-final at the Harare Sports Club in Zimbabwe today. The match will begin at 1 p.m. Indian time. Ayush Mathre-led Men in Blue have remained unbeaten in the tournament so far. The winner of the match will play against England in the final on Friday. Earlier, defending champion Australia were ruled out of the World Cup after a 27-run defeat against arch-rivals England in the high-voltage first semi-final match at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe last evening. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Arakul.
Thank you, Nishit. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal says sensitive sectors, including agriculture and dairy, not to be affected in the U.S. trade deal, is headlined by all the leading dailies. World is tilting towards India, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi, as NDA hails historic trade pacts, is the top story in the Indian Express. Government opposition fight escalates in Lok Sabha over various issues. 8 MPs suspended for the rest of budget session. Reports Hindustan Times. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee wants CEC impeached, slams SIR, according to the Asian Age. India stays silent on Russia oil claims in the wake of Indo-US trade deal, says a report in the Pioneer. Why came Chan Singh to be new Manipur Chief Minister, writes the Asian Age. Supreme Court warns WhatsApp ban for sharing users' personal data is the headline in the Times of India. Celebration Street captions the Economic Times as rupee takes biggest leap in 7 years. Stock markets jump 2.5% after the Indo-US trade deal. Delhi Traffic Police braces for AI summit with massive deployment of 4,000 cops, 10 DCPs, reports Hindustan Times. 9-hour fog spell grips Delhi, impacts flights and trains operations, writes the Times of India. And The Hindu, in its editorial, discusses the implications of Indo-US trade deal and how the deal gives hope that the tariffs or deal may be over soon. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, discusses strategic partnership including trade, defense and nuclear energy. India and Kyrgyzstan's joint military exercise Khanjar begins in Assam. Yamnam Khemchand Singh elected as BJP's legislative party leader of Manipur Assembly. In WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets to set up the title clash with Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Vadodara and India to take on Afghanistan in the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup semi-final in Zimbabwe this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.